from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
This hour brought to you by Morgan & Morgan. Injured, hire Morgan & Morgan, America's largest injury law firm. All right. The Braves, this was a good weekend for them. They beat the Yankees 3-1 yesterday with Max Fried shutting them down for 5 innings. Jarrett Kelenic drove in 2 runs, and yeah, they got the win. So for their 8th win in 10 games, and that is after they went on that 5-game losing streak. So.
I wonder if the Yankees are starting to feel a swoon that the Braves felt.
I think
you know
they
what I mean?
Are.
The Orioles came in, smacked them around.
Yep.
Yeah,
Braves kind of smacked them around this weekend.
Took 2 of 3.
It was kind of mentioned in the broadcast that these teams have kind of switched places. And the Yankees have had far and above the best starting rotation in Major League Baseball throughout a lot of the year without, honestly, a lot of expectations. I mean, Rodon had a really rough year for his first year in New York last year. Gerrit Cole, I believe, just made his first start. Nestor Cortez is another guy that's really, I don't want to say pitching over his head, but that bounced around. This is his third time in that, in that system over there in New York, and has finally kind of, become the pitcher that a lot of people thought he could be at the top of his game. But it just seems to be tailing off here recently when Atlanta starts to light it up. And guys, I said Thursday, and I'm sure y'all talked about it Friday a little bit. I was like, I'm not going to take anything away from this series this weekend. I don't want to put too much pressure on the Braves as they warm up. And, it's just the end of June. We don't want to go crazy if they lose 2 or 3 or get swept. And now that they won 2 or 3, I'm like, I'm putting a lot into this.
Oh, you're all
hot.
In.
Put they're hot.
All the chips in the middle of the table.
I mean, but it's not just this. They've played 4 straight series now against the American League. And they've not only kept their head above water, which you kind of wanted them to do when you talk about the Yankees and the Orioles being 2 of those teams, but they've thrived. They've won 8 of their last 10. They've thrived. The bets have come alive. When you look at the amount of home runs they've hit, something like 19 or 20 here in the last few games, it's just, or over the last, 10 games. It's just nice. There were times in May where you wondered if they would hit multiple home runs in a game ever again. And now you see the ball start flying out of the park. And look, I think a number of those guys have pointed to it that the Braves are a power-hitting team. So when they are power-hitting, they are going to, more times than not, win games no matter how many runs that that ends in.
So the fact that it was the Yankees, and I know Rob mentioned the Orioles coming in and taking it to them as well, does this mean anything to you?
I think it has to. And likewise, I don't want to.
As far as the Yankees
go? As far as it's the Yankees, they're the hottest team right now.
Well, Tiffany, I'll explain it to you.
Please do, Rob. I'm just asking a question,
Circuitous. Peaks and Valley Marathon, the cruel marathon that is the 162-game season of a baseball.
At least to come off of what season. There was a 5-game losing streak, right?
Mm-hmm.
Prior to them now going on a little bit of a run.
And honestly, I think when you look at it, we talked about this, I don't know, a week and a half ago, where the Braves were 10 games out in the East, and now when you've gone, you know, 8 of your last 10, and you've pulled back to within, what, 6 or 7 at this point, yeah. It just – that's a 10-game stretch. Like, that is unbelievable that you can cover that much ground, and you're playing well. And it's not – listen.
Because it was more up and down before.
Right. Very peaks and valleys. And it's – but to me, it's not just about the bats. It's the fact that the pitching rotation has continued to dominate. And Max Fried yesterday was unhittable a lot of the time. And it's a great lineup. It's a – you know, when you look at Juan Soto and Aaron Judge and those guys and the way they're able to hit the ball, even guys like DJ LeMahieu and Volpe, it was nice, man. Max Fried has pitched really, really well other than those first two games. I believe his ERA is down around 2 if you take away his first two outings of the season, so it's been nice to see.
Let's take a listen to what he thought about his performance.
Definitely felt like I was able to command the ball a little bit better. You know, it was a hot one, so just trying to do my best to attack and get in the dugout, get back in the dugout as quick as possible. But, you know, it's great, especially, you know, Jared putting together some really good at-bats, driving in some runs, and just on top of that, just felt like I was working really well with Murph. I just felt like it was a really great game. You know, we've had some really great plays behind us, some great ABs, and some good pitching. You know, that's what you need to do against this kind of team.
God, calm down, Max. Good Lord. You're out of control.
There was a lot.
Sounds like he was interrupted from a nap. I woke him up to interview him.
They had good vibes going in the clubhouse.
I love that, man. Was that Michael Jackson?
That was Michael.
Dude,
golly.
I wonder who had that on there.
Nice,
who was playing that.
Nice play. But honestly, doesn't that – you like the fact that he's not too up and down, and you like the fact that there's good vibes in the clubhouse. The whole snit bear thing is really taking off. They were talking about during the broadcast yesterday, and we'll actually visit with C.J. Nitkowski tomorrow. But the Braves, Brendan Gaudin and C.J. Nitkowski did not call Friday and Saturday's games because they were nationally televised.
Yeah, Apple, and then on Fox Saturday.
Right, and then they make the trip up, and they're just like, we're just kind of sitting out in the bullpen, sitting around the bullpen just watching the game the last couple of days, and they had questions about where's snit bear. And snit bear was in attendance. There's still some back and forth, I think, with Marzuolo Ozuna about what they want to call this actual bear, but he's sticking with Snit Bear for now, and he's making the trip. They kind of made light of the fact that, hey, there wasn't a seat for him on the airplane, but Snit Bear's been the catalyst, man, and so I think it's exciting. I can't wait to catch up with CJ tomorrow and just kind of get his feeling for where this Braves team's at as far as offensive and the pitching rotation being able to keep up their end.
You seem most excited about the bear. If I'm being honest, I am,
because I think that's something, and y'all can both back me up on this. You've been on teams, right? I think that when you have something that just seems to work, doesn't matter if it actually is a thing.
That's called a totemistic thing.
Right, exactly. When you have something that works, and I remember just even playing high school baseball. We wrapped an entire wooden bat in tape, you know what I mean? And we all colored it a little bit.
I feel like softball does it. So we didn't do it. Yeah. We just went out, you know, and balled out. You know,
that's just lame. But we just everybody would every time you got a hit, you would come with a Sharpie and you would color just another little piece of the entire white bat. And we had a couple of nicknames for it, but you know, back in high school, we probably shouldn't have said what it was. But you know, it was a lot of fun, man. And I love the fact
something
that
phallic wrapped in tape. Yeah,
to me,
what possible names could you come up with?
It points to me that there are just great vibes in this clubhouse to hear the MJ playing. So I'm all about it, man. I really am.
Are there good vibes circulating Atlanta United? We'll tell you about their latest trip on the road. Stay with us here when we come back on the morning shift on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.